Hey, and welcome to Crippled System, episode 154.
Dun, 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 dun. My name is Brian.
Oh, I was going to continue something.
Oh, you paused.
I did. You paused,
and I was like, it was free for all.
I have trained everybody so we have no moments of silences. So,
What? This episode brought to you by Chris Green's butt.
I'm listening to an audiobook, and it's bugging the hell out of me, because the one thing the guy reading it does is he pauses for like an hour and a half between finishing something in quotation marks and saying, so-and-so said. And so Governor Senator Podrick is just like, welcome to my house, Bob said. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, speed it along.
Is it a professional actor?
I get that he wants there to be a break so that I know that what's being said is done before he continues with things that aren't in quotation marks, but okay. It's way too fucking long.
So you're going to say something. You're going to say something.
Well, I wasn't sure how far tangent we were going to go off.
No, but I was done.
No, okay. And we don't know when to end tangents now.
Okay. The post-Adepticon episode, I think, the is what you were going to say.
The post-Adepticon episode, yes. That's what I was going to say.
And then I finished by sponsored by Chris Green's butt.
Again, double sponsorship? Two butts?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good episode.
Two butts, one green.
You can come pet old double butt.
Also brought to you by Will Hungerford's head.
Unless you guys are just coincidentally talking about two butts. We are making a Bob's Burger reference, right?
Everyone makes Bob's Burgers reference.
Okay, I was just double checking.
I am a few episodes behind this season.
Oh, yesterday's episode, it was about a goat with two butts.
Oh, yeah, it's
yesterday's. I did not see yesterday's episode either.
Talking about two butts. Jesus Christ.
I ended up watching Bob's Burgers before I ever saw an episode of Archer, so now I just can't see him any other way. So when I watch Archer, I'm just like, this is just so wrong.
I still see him as Coach McGurk.
Yes. Yeah. It's spaghetti time.
Or Dr. Katz's son.
Have you seen all of Archer?
No, I haven't. I watched it. It seems like it takes a little while to get me interested. Like, I see all these like little blurbs here and there where I'm like, I would love the shit out of that, and it just isn't happening yet.
Are you two episodes in?
Like three.
Skytanic? No, Skytanic's
that's
about,
late.
No,
that's late. Later. That's like episode 8 or 9.
I've established the mom and Archer relationship. I get that. And then there's the ex-girlfriend dating the weird guy with the massive penis. That's how far I've got. I'm just like, Cheryl Carroll. This is interesting, but it's just
Crystal.
Yeah.
Cheryl Carroll, they grow more towards late one and more into two.
Yeah.
It is one of those things, as you're watching the show, as you start knowing the characters, it'll get much better. Mm-hmm. And then when you go back and watch the first season again, it's really good away.
I remember thinking the pilot episode was kind of iffy and the first couple episodes were kind of iffy. And then, like you said, rewatching them now that I know all the characters, they're phenomenal.
Correct.
It's just you need to learn the show for it all to be as amazing as it is.
Yeah. Have you just been watching on like Netflix or something
on Hulu?
Like that?
Yeah,
on Hulu.
Just watch.
The newest season just came out on Netflix.
It might be Netflix that I am watching it on. Amanda and I are going through this weird moment where we're not sure if we want to keep Netflix or kill it yet, because we're like, well, we could get that HBO Premium thing because we don't want to rip Game of Thrones episodes off. And there's just a few other things that we'd like on there, but Netflix just is basically a dead thing to us for the most part.
Well, we watch all of Archer, then you can cancel it.
Basically. Well, then we're like, well, we're paying for...
Animaniacs just got added to it.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is, like, we're paying for Netflix, or we'd be, like, paying for HBO for Game of Thrones and whatever random thing comes on, but we're like, well, we're only paying for Netflix for Orange is the New Black, and then I said, but Trailer Park Boys is on there, too, and... I just
decisions.
Yeah, I know it's hard. I don't want to keep two like sometimes show programs, but Hulu is kind of what I spend most of my time with. But
Andy's clicking furiously.
Alrighty then. Well, you know what? Let's get going because time is limited.
Oh, today. I'm Nathan.
I'm Brian.
I'm Andy.
Yay!
Ooh.
I said I'm Brian earlier.
Yeah, but that's way back.
I'm still Brian.
Okay,
forgot about it. Didn't change. I'm about to start painting my... I have an announcement. I'm about to start painting my Scorn. That's exciting.
I saw some posts about...
I have, like...
looking for painting guides.
Yeah, and then I found all the no quarters I needed, because I'm a very much paint by now. I'm not creative. I can paint something okay, but I need, like... I could use these colors and do this thing. And then
you
I
like
can,
studio schemes, so they give you a guide.
Yeah. Or even, like, my no quarter 17 is what I've base my Crix off of. It's kind of an inverse of the scheme, but it's still that in that one, there's a guide. And then I found out how to paint Jade, because I'm going to paint my third Immortal Unit Jade, and I'm going to paint some other stuff. And I have everything I need. I have all the paints I needed. Yesterday was get the paints out, see which my pots were basically empty that I needed to go spend money to get new ones of. And tomorrow the painting begins.
Nice. So, unfortunately enough, I did not go to Adepticon this year.
Half of us did not.
Yeah.
Loser.
The Bryans.
The funny thing
Brian
is...
Brian-free...
Yeah, it was a Brian-free Adepticon.
Brian no culp?
No culp?
We were there. We got a letter saying no, only one Brian in London won the bet.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah, we pulled the straws.
Yeah.
You should definitely have that Brian
first, cast eventually. First time he ever won something.
Poor guy.
Well, he did win a token set.
Was it left for last place?
No.
Participation
board. During the team tournament there. Yeah, it was the team tournament. Like, Travis came up and he's like, I have a bunch of widget sets left. Raise your hand if you don't have one of these yet. And then everyone who raised their hand just got one. That's how they did the widget raffle.
Oh, we should do that for Who's the Boss as well.
Yeah. I still have one in the package in my bag from last Adepticon, because I have like three widget sets and I won the raffle in some midnight tournament and I just stuck it in my bag and forgot about it.
Yeah, we have the random crippled system one still. Yeah. I use a lot, so... The funny thing is, it was Nathan and I stayed at the same place at Adepticon. I think we saw each other for 20 minutes the entire Adepticon, yeah, pretty much.
And 15 minutes of that was me trying to go back to sleep.
Yep.
Like, Andy woke me up, and he's like, sorry I woke you up, and I'm like, that's okay, and I rolled over, and then he just kept talking to me.
Yeah.
Shithead.
Well, I knew you had to get up in a half hour anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, half hour of sleep would have been nice.
Yeah, probably.
You would have got to that point where you're just about ready to have good sleep, and then you would have woke up cranky, so Andy took one for you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
What the hell did you just do?
You should, like, lick your hand and touch it.
Oh, my God. That would just... Yeah, we should do that to Travis.
So, announcements?
Announcements.
Curvature Press is turning to GW. Oh, my God.
Ah, they're the devil. They're the worst. Oh, the terror.
Never mind the Asmodee, Fantasy Flight Games, Steamforge.
Steamforge kind of came out of the box with it, though.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
But, I mean, there's a lot of companies that are doing
what I'm going to first thing first and just throw out what makes them not GW in this situation, that the people who are trying to fling mud don't get here. You know how you can go to privateerpress.com and you click over on the left to the store, and then you can just buy all the models you want at full retail cost directly from Privateer Press, skipping past retail stores entirely?
But that doesn't exist, Nathan.
Oh, that doesn't exist. That doesn't fucking exist.
No, you
can't. So how about not GW?
How about those stores that Privateer Press runs on their own?
Yeah. You can buy them one bit at a time through the bits order.
They do have exclusives for if you want to get, like, an old model or something.
Old model, but they don't.
Some of the exclusives were a little wonky, though. Like, they should just really make Ashlyn and Haley one a normal thing.
Yeah.
It is big of a concept. Sure, but the point is 99% of the models.
Yeah, I'm not jumping on the Privateer Press's GW train here. They're not
canceling online sales. They're just limiting the discounts to 10%.
Yeah,
which is still better than some game stores.
And they're not even technically limiting that.
You can still do 30% if you don't mind not having the stash for a while after everybody else does.
Yeah,
to be frank, if the point of deep discounts is for me right now to go, you know what, I want to get into Kador all of a sudden, so I'm going to buy a whole bunch of Kador models all at once, and I want a deep discount, I'm not affected in the slightest. It's only if I want the Growler at a deep discount that I'm affected.
Yep.
Which, okay.
I mean, all it means is you're just lower on the totem pole for getting product.
But online stores are part of the community, and they've done so much for us. Not for themselves, for financial reasons, of course. They've done it for the people.
Right.
They're saints.
We missed Brian.
Because I was in an Adept account, I was bored Friday morning. This announcement hit, and my erection didn't stop because I was arguing with so many people on so many threads. I stayed off the Twitter because I could bring our entire Cripple System tweets to the burn of the ground, but I didn't.
You've ranted about supporting local game stores on multiple occasions.
That's
been
my thing for years. Yeah. So it was sort of my wheelhouse. I was in so many arguments. I didn't even know which threads I was responding to when I was talking to people. But the nice thing was, some of the people I was arguing with, I had side chat windows open. We were having like a very civil back and forth chat, but in the thread, we're just yelling at each other, and we're just civilly talking on the side because we're obviously having fun with the whole trolling situation. So we're arguing and just chatting friendly, and it was a good
day. Cover story.
Yeah, no, you can. I had more chat windows open talking to people than I did things I was replying to, and I was replying to a lot. It was fun. People just overreacted. Surprise. I did not have time to go into, I guess, the Reddit forum was out of control, but I didn't have time to go there because, you know, only so many
I had to skip a few pages on the Something Awful forum thread for War Machine and Hordes.
Oh, gotcha.
Because it exploded. I'm like, next page, yep. Next page. Well, oh, they're talking about Adepticon. I'm back.
Some people deleted threads, so they were gone. I know some people took screenshots of everything on the way before it went down, so it's good. Hollywood got in the picture. I was like, yes,
Hollywood, oh my God, Hollywood was back.
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is Christmas time. It just started.
where was this at? Was this on
It on was on some threads that were deleted.
Oh, damn it. Somebody who has screenshots needs to send some to me because I need to see those. It was
some good stuff. People, I love gamers when they get the sense of entitlement. They feel like so like they're entitled to everything, and it's so much fun to listen to them just whine and bitch, and everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know if it's the same guy from the Trollbud forum, but somebody on... I think it was in the Something Awful forums, or maybe it's, I don't know, but I saw somebody saying they were already contacting the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. Whatnot.
It's like, oh my God. I think
somebody on Facebook did that too.
Right, it was on the Muse forums.
Yeah.
Somebody contacted like the...
I want to say the acronym was like CTF.
Which is everyone's right to do. Nothing's wrong with that. The Better Business will look at it and go, oh, how adorable, and move on. I mean, that company exists for complaints, and not all complaints are valid. But
they're going to be like, we can't look into this, sir. We're busy investigating them for nerfing troll bloods too hard. That has all of our attention. They've got a special like division like the Untouchables that are all like comparing troll models to Legion models, and there's string tying Thagrosh to Borka and...
See, I know that was a pretty good day for me because I was like, that was my consolation. That was one of my two consolation prizes for not being at Adepticon. I got to deal with the internet, made my day fly. That was beautiful.
And I don't know if you guys have gotten the double whammy of things that nerds are ranting about right now, but you might have. You know, you have a new opportunity to discuss how nice Malifaux people are.
I don't. I have not heard this.
Oh, I'm intrigued. You didn't see that? Oh, there was. Oh my goodness!
It's a. It was a too long. Didn't read, but I read most of it. Out.
A big article by this woman talking about her experience of being a female gamer.
I didn't have the pleasure of opening that up yet. I'm planning on reading that the next time I take a big greasy shit.
A big part of it is her talking about actual staff members from Weird telling her basically, you should take it as a compliment if some random neckbeard finger bangs you without your warning at the store. Yeah,
God, I tell you, some of those people, when they first started out, some of them were the worst. But
Some of my female friends on Facebook are talking about how you know, they're going to just burn their Malifaux models and this and the other. Oh, it's a huge hullabaloo. No,
I do look forward to reading that. If there's any chance I can get to grind the shit out of the Malifaux community,
Malifaux people are wonderful people.
They're great. They provide us with.
My God. Don't piss off at them all again.
They just relax. It's
whatever. They're already mad anyways. So what are they going to do? We'll just invite Ben Lang again, and then we'll just make it all good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When things get bad, we just bring in Ben Lang. takes it down a notch. They're going to downvote this on the internet, Andy.
Exactly. They'll get us kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah. Kaboom. But yeah, so, do we do any other announcements before you guys talk about Adepticon for a little while?
Well, I ended up slating a tournament in Baraboo, just a standard 50-point steamroller on April 23rd. And then the one that's coming up next, or the more recent one, is Oshkosh is doing a Tier 4 required for both your lists, or it might be one list.
Both lists.
Both lists. I meant just, I don't know if they're one list or two.
I think all
the lists you bring have to be at least Tier 4. So that one's coming up on the 16th, I think, or
the weekend before yours, whatever.
Yeah, the weekend before mine.
2 weeks from now. Yeah.
That's all I've got. There's nothing slated for March around here, or not March, but May. Nothing slated for me.
There's MomCon that's in May 16th.
Yeah.
Or I'm May in the zone 15th for, through 18th, I think.
It like or 17th. May something teenth.
It's in the teens.
I know.
Find the Saturday that's a teen.
It's the weekend.
And stretch it around that.
the weekend after Mother's Day.
After Mother's Day, yep.
The Blood Bowl tournament, I know, is on May 16th. I know that for sure.
Then the rest of my comms are probably on the 23rd and the 18th. It's a really weird convention
of August.
It's like a Monday, a Saturday, and then a Thursday.
I'm gearing all up for MomCon. I'm painting a ton of shit for their little painting competition, and I think we've created 2.5 teams for their team tournament event between all the people that just I know that are going from my close social circle.
I formed an elite team of killers.
Well, ours, we ended up picking up a fourth person to stay in the room with us is like kind of like the little module that I'm going with. So we kind of have this thing going on where the dream team is going to be whoever gets the most drunk. I will probably be the captain of that team.
Seems
so fair. that's what our gist is, because we couldn't figure out any other way to figure out who we're picking, because I'm like, Johnny, I like you, but John, not Jeremy, and Ethan, they're with me too, so now we just have to put it to a good old showdown.
Yeah, and sometime this week I'll be putting up the thread for sign up for the WITC, the Wisconsin Team Championship, because we have like the pricing finalized and we have the date and all that stuff, and so I'll be putting that thread up this week sometime. I'll link to it in this podcast thread.
We could, you can obviously tweet it, and then if you want to tweet on Crippled and System all that stuff too.
But yep, so that'll be doable. And for the first couple weeks, sign up will be limited to people in Wisconsin and the states that border it, either directly or across Lake Michigan. So it'll be Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan.
Do we care about provinces?
I wasn't necessarily inviting Canadians.
let's not kind of border across the lake.
They started building a wall.
They
can get ready for February. Yeah, they'll be involved in that.
Well, I mean, but if they want to cross the Lake Superior,
we don't need that kind of weirdness down here.
What?
Canadians are weird. Have you seen Trailer Park Boys? They're all like that. So.
Something happened to one of them recently?
It's a Canadian, probably.
Okay. I thought it was an April Fool's thing.
And so couple weeks will be limited to that, and then after that we'll open it up wider.
Sure.
And that'll be the way we do the Wisconsin tournament going forward. And who knows, in future years it might fill up all the way just with locals in that first couple weeks. But this year I am 99% sure it will not. And then we're also just going to open it up pretty much whoever the hell wants to drive in after that. Whereas in future years, we'll probably open it up just like one more set of states to keep it somewhat Midwest local, mm-hmm, and not like, mm-hmm, you know, people coming from far away. This year, we're going to open it up pretty much all the way because, number one, again, I don't think we're going to fill up this first year. And number two, there's a lot of interest from people from like Texas and Missouri and whatnot.
Whoa. Fuck Texas.
Well, don't you want to beat the shit out of them in a team tournament to show fuck Texas?
No, that's
to show fuck Texas.
I'm just saying
that's what they do down there.
A few of them can come. We just have to watch them at the border.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not inviting like Pagani and Chili. Fuck those guys.
No, Chili's fine.
All right, I'll invite Chili, but not Pagani or that other guy.
Yes,
the other guys who I was thinking of.
All right.
Do we have anything else?
Not announcement-wise that I know of.
Nothing of note.
Nope.
So Adepticon.
Yep.
Adepticon. It was
pretty amazing.
Yep. I judged a lot of Adepticon. It was one of the first times I actually judged like what I felt like more of the important tournaments. I've always done like the side ones, like team tournament or like...
Hey, fuck you. Blood, team tournament's important.
No, but I'm saying, well...
He's devaluing my plaque.
He is.
But I'm talking to like Masters and Iron Gauntlet. I mean, those...
They give flex for third place. That's so adorable. I only win that thing, so I don't know. I didn't realize they give plaques for the losers.
Sorry.
Continue.
On other news, since I had some kind of little, not really a lot of free time, but I did record all of the last day's matches. Or at least one match every round.
Yeah, not all the matches.
Not all the matches.
Record like 400 matches.
No, there's no possible way I could have done that. I started with round three on day one, which was on Friday. I don't even remember the matches I had, but I had round three and four, and then one, two, and three on the final day. I know Trevor Attridge recorded.
The last one I saw was Jordan Ack.
Yeah, Chad was in there too. From
well, Jordan versus Anthony Orr was on my side, my table.
Right,
that was basically determined pretty much second place, and then it was Jason Watt versus.
We're talking about our recordings. I don't give a shit about Privateer Press's recording.
Oh,
your recordings.
Yeah, my recordings. My recordings: Jordan Nock and Anthony Orr for the last one. I had Jason Watt actually on 2 days for that too. So. Cool.
Exciting. We'll get some commentary on those and throw those up.
Yeah. And you were going to go down Thursday night or Friday originally. So I came to work. I came to your desk and you weren't there. And I was like, someone broke down and went down early.
Well, I started packing early Thursday. I started packing Wednesday night. And I realized I was really tired. So about midnight, I decided I'm going to log into work and put in for vacation time for Thursday, which might have been too late. But.
Asked off for my I've told them I'm not coming in today, like 1 minute before I'm supposed to start. I'm like, nope.
Okay.
Hey, the joys of being salary. Does my calendar have a critical meeting? Nope. Taking the day off.
Yeah. I'm not salary, but I'm probably the closest thing to it.
Yeah. You're on the edge.
Yeah. I decided I was going to pack all day, and that packing my car took a while. I also packed bedding, which I didn't need to do.
Because you snuggled with Ben Lang.
Stayed with Ben Lang, which was pretty awesome. His kitty cats, yes.
That one has the smushiest face. It looks like it hit a wall at full speed.
It looks a little derpy. Just like, a little bit.
If you made a kitty out of clay and then just dropped it face first on the ground, that was his kitty cat.
It was also like the foofiest cat, too. But you pick that cat up, it was like this. It was just like super duper light.
It was nothing there. It was all just nothing. Fluff.
Just fluff.
Cat was the size of a guinea pig underneath all that fur.
Yeah.
And I liked its feet. It had like tufts of fur coming out, so they looked like it had like giant like Wolverine talons, but they were just fur.
Yeah. They were adorable. Adorable. Did you see the trap?
I did see that.
That Ben posted. Yeah.
I paid for my bedding with a case of New Glarus. I was like, thanks for letting me crash on your couch. Have some New Glarus sampler pack.
Yeah, no matter what, that stuff's currency everywhere outside of Wisconsin.
Here's how dumb Ben Lang's wife is. So,
wow.
You'll agree with me. She seems nice, but this is unforgivable. So she said she hadn't had any of these beers, but she'd heard of New Glarus because a lot of times people go north of the border, mm-hmm. buy a bunch of like Spotted Cow and Two Women and Moon Man or whatever, and bring them back down and put them in the fridge at work in the break room for everyone to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh man, free New Glarus at work. And she's like, yeah, I've never drunk any of them. What?
First of all, you work at a place that has beer in the fridge.
No, that was my first one. I'm like, well, I'd just have a fridge at my desk if that was okay.
I mean, I worked at a place that had something like that, but that was only on Fridays.
The weird thing is she's a doctor. No.
That's right. A dentist.
She works in an alcohol recovery program.
The place that I work's been around since like the early 80s, and all the older folks would tell me the stories of like everybody smoking at their desk or having having beer breaks, or like they just have like on every Friday they would bring in some kind of wine or something and just get shit faced off of it. Yeah. I'm like, man, I want to live in the 80s.
Well, I mean, like I said,
80s were the best time.
The manufacturing place that I worked at for a year or so, every Friday we would have a cookout after noon on lunch, and then or after noon on Fridays, and then we could drink for the rest of the day.
For a couple of years,
a manufacturing plant.
Yep.
How many limbs got lost on Fridays?
Well, most of the machines were shut off.
You never hear about them.
My place on Friday night was pillow fluffing at manufacturing plant.
The good thing though is it was a CNC shop, so basically it's a lot of times you just put a part in and then you press a button. You know, or put a part in, secure it down, and then press a button, and then
they have like the two button thing, so they knew your left hand wasn't in it when you pressed the button with your right hand.
Not back then.
I don't think it was those.
Every time I got assigned to the punch press, I went home sick. Every single time, they never figured it out. But like 10 times, I worked in a factory too. I did for a couple of years, and I worked in the assembly line, which is pretty generic shit. Then they go, "Oh, we need someone to punch press." Oh, I'm sick. I'm like, I value my hands way too much for those machines.
Yeah, Jim keeps on showing us that finger that he has. Smashed.
Yeah, factory's no joke. I worked in a sketchy tattoo parlor. We did a lot of weird stuff there. That was redundant. So I guess I got to live that.
So what else? What other Adepticon things happened?
So Kuna's is a thing that I did not get to go to.
You didn't go there?
I went there twice. I could not get there.
The second time, there was an hour and a half wait.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why. I really wanted to go there. I think next time, if I go down there for a tournament sometime, I'll see if we could try to make an effort to go there.
The key is going down and go on Wednesday, and then you can just kind of chill out there Wednesday night before things get crazy.
Yeah. I did go to Portillo's basically almost every day except for Saturday. So that was...
Portillo's is good. I got Long John Silver's on the way down and back.
Ooh.
Where'd you stop for that at?
On the way down, it was by outside Beloit, and on the way up, it was Rockford.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That would have been good to know. Yeah. We should have drove together.
Well, Nathan texted me like 2 days before the event. He says, when you leave, and I'm like, maybe Saturday to visit? He's like, damn it.
I wanted to ride with somebody.
There's no room in my car.
Instead, I just listened to Night Angel.
Yeah. On the way down, basically, my co-pilot was Denegra 3, Xerxes 2, and Lilith 3.
Thought you were going to say Jesus.
Denegra 3 is pretty good in spell draft, by the way.
Resnick doesn't get a ride up front?
No, Resnick didn't. He doesn't exist yet as a painted model for me. Somebody else had to borrow his. Hey, you know what Denegra 3 doesn't like?
What?
Hot cars.
It's so sad.
My Denegra 3 was in the car on Sunday, and it almost got up to 70. So that means my car was probably about 90 to 100.
Yeah, because it's all black interior.
And she fucking melted.
I mean, she's a sleepy dragon
now. She didn't exactly like melt into a puddle, but I mean, she was like, I'm getting sleepy. And like lying on like one side with her wing out. Oh, that was very painful.
It's dynamic.
Yes. She's about 85% back to normal.
Get a hair dryer.
Well, I'm thinking about waiting for a hot summer day and putting her in the car for a little bit.
Just holding her upside down.
Yeah. Just wait till she gets... Well, I might attach her to something.
I have sleepy convergence vectors, and I've been thinking about taking them into work because we have a heat gun that we use to melt shrink wrap when we repackage stuff, and I figure I could just blast them with that and then just bend them straight, but...
That's about the only thing bad with the plastics is that heat just Fs with them so bad. So then I ran Friday. I helped run Masters, judged all of that. It was actually pretty clean through the entire time. No shenanigans. Saturday I ran Who's the Boss. That went through pretty clean. No shenanigans. Then Masters again on Sunday.
I judged Iron Gauntlet, and then, so once I got down there, I'm helping them set up, and we're doing stuff, and they forgot to bring spell draft cards.
So that's what all the printouts were?
So me and Travis and Plummer and James and Hungerford. No, not James. It was Hungerford was with us. I think it was just the four of us. Yeah, it was me, Travis, Plummer, and Hungerford ran to Office Depot, printed out all the scenario summary sheets because they had forgotten those. So we had to print out like 100 of each scenario, and we printed out spell draft cards. And then we sat there and we just hand trimmed all the spell draft cards for like an hour in the Office Depot.
Oh, my God.
So that was our Wednesday night.
Oh.
And then we went to Kuma's.
I was wondering why those cards were just
black and white and shittily chopped up.
Yeah.
I did one set like perfectly, and Travis did a set perfectly, and the plumber's like, out of the way, choppy, chop, chop, chop. And they're just like rhombuses, and there's half of one card on another card. He's like, I don't fucking care. Chop, 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 chop.
I suppose. How many? So you got to probably do like 2 or 3 sets of those then?
We did 7 sets. No, 8 sets. 8 sets that are 7 sheets each with 9. Yeah, whatever.
So point like 56 is, cards per.
Yeah,
per,
yeah. And we did 8 sets of those. So we chopped up a lot of cards.
Good Lord. Oh. Yeah, I was wondering why I saw some there printed out.
And then Thursday, I judged Iron Gauntlet. Friday, I scrubbed out a Masters like a motherfucker.
I saw you paired against Nokron.
I was playing Krix, and my round one thing was paired up against Jordan Knack running Durgan Earthbreaker. And I'm like, well, I don't win this ever. And I sure didn't.
And I think it was his other pairing was McBain with Galleon then, too.
Yeah, McBain with Galleon, which I also don't win. I mean, the best I could have done, I guess, was more than ever against him. Cross my fingers, I got a stalker to their caster. But,
yeah.
And I Jordan Knack went up a few notches in my esteem because he spelled McBain in all capital letters with three exclamation points, which is the correct spelling of McBain. Correct. So good job, Jordan.
He's the originator of our pain train.
So he annihilated me, and then I won round two, and then I was playing round three, and I was doing all right. It was against Gareth, and I'd killed a bunch of his stuff, and he was doing things, and then I was like, I don't think I care anymore. So I just had Venithrax just charge out in the middle of the table, and then Gareth shot him to death. And I went and played board games. And then Saturday, I played the team tournament with Chuck, which was hilarious because we had no fucking idea what we were doing. I had no synergy at all, no combos.
I asked John, who your partner was, he got some weird bold guy. And I'm like, Chuck, I should have guessed Chuck. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah. He's like, I didn't know who it was. I was fucking Chuck.
It was Chuck.
God damn it, John.
And our team had literally, like, the whole point of the team event is you're like, oh, well, if I have this ability and you have that ability and they combine, we break the game. And that's the point of the team event. There was literally none of that because Chuck and Travis were originally going to do it, and then Travis ended up judging, so I stepped in as his understudy. And the list, the only reason the list existed is because Barnabas wants to be a god and Asphyxius wants to be a god, and Chuck thought it was funny. So they just made team wannabe gods and just had to be Barnabas Asphyxius. There's no synergy, there's no overlap, there's nothing that makes that list work except trying your damnedest.
Barnabas knocks down their cast, hellfire him to death.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did manage to do stuff, but it wasn't like the fuckers that were stacked. They had Lucant with Krios, and so it's like, oh, we have D-Cell and Krios feed and this other thing, and we'll just stack it all, and we're armor a million all the time every day.
I thought that's you said, I thought you were talking about Lucant with Krios.
That would work too.
Yeah, with D-Cell and their thing up.
Sure.
That would suck.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm still, but no Denny, where was it? Denny Haley players.
No, not that I saw.
Damn it, Keith, next year we'll have to take our title back.
We ended up, this is a lesson though. We ended up getting third. We would have gotten second. The team we lost to got second, but they should have won the last round. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to assume this is a mistake. I always assume error over malice. But their opponents told them that Lucant couldn't cast positive charge because he was in Mage Blight, because they had Gorshade 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Mage Blight affects living models only. So it's really important, especially if something is fucking you that hard, that you go, can I just double check real quick when everybody, when it just always know, you know, I mean, yes, I trust my opponents not to be purposefully cheating, but there was like four times.
Especially in a two caster game, you got a lot of weird things going on.
Especially in two caster games, but that wasn't even a weird interaction. Like even a normal Lucant versus Gorshade 1 list, that would happen. But it was stuff like our stuff was weird. It was the two caster thing. Like the Krix caster tried to put Death Ward on like Beasto 9.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Faction only.
It's faction only, which in any other game you ever play, I mean, how often you bring mercenary warjacks with a Krix list, right? Like, no Krix list or any warjack spell on a Krix card, it doesn't matter if it says friendly faction because it's only ever going to be a thing. But it's important, you know, like, they're like, cast Death Ward. I'm like, double check in War Room. Nope, faction only. Like, it's worth checking when something's that important to make sure.
That's correct. The best thing about War Room, because you can look at their cards real quick and not have to, like, grab their card. You can be like, you know.
The accusatory. Like, yeah, give me that fucking card.
Yeah, no, you just
subtly peek.
Yeah. I'd be like, that's.
Yep, I just wish the cards were up to date. That's the other issue too.
Yeah. So but, what? So you did third place. That's pretty good. Yeah.
And then Sunday, I just played Space Alert.
Where were the people from that one? You know, they were. I'm just curious.
I recognized them. I'd seen them before. I could pick them out of a lineup, and if I pointed at them, you'd probably go, "Oh yeah, I know them," but I just can't remember.
I'm always curious who went to that event.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be. You can ask Travis. I'm sure he'll.
Travis
remember,
knows. But,
we were, what ideas came about from discussions on that, about a possibility of a merger next year, maybe a team tournament, who's the boss.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a little wacky.
Because there was a lot of folks that were saying, it was like, oh, we wanted to participate in who's the boss, but we couldn't because the team tournament's the same day. And that's kind of the big thing for Adepticon is the team
I would
tournament.
Like that. If it was an Adepticon, I would like it only if it went to a more competitive version of the... Because I like to win. I mean, the team tournament's fun because you're trying to win it, and who's the boss is fun because it's goofy.
Yeah.
But I'd want to do this. I would be fine with spinning the wheel for random casters, but then also count the win record.
Yeah.
Like, if they combine it, but, you know, had. I mean, Who's the Boss is fine the way it is, but in that format, I would want
to. You could probably do that with two casters because yeah. I mean, you're bound to at least get one really good one.
Yeah. I miss. Yeah.
Well, and that's just the risk you take. It's the same thing as like if you're playing a card game with a limited pool, you spin the wheel, and sometimes it sucks, and you just got to try and get through it.
Maybe we could limit it so if you're playing a War Machine, you can only get a War Machine caster. That way, you don't get something that's opposite, weird, broken. Maybe.
Or you could do like a. You could also do like a like how they do the team feat thing in some of those 3-man tournaments. Where like once per the entire tournament, one person can respin. One person on the team can respin.
Sure. I think, there's some neat. There's some possibilities there. I mean, it's definitely. I think it's definitely got some potential.
Although, like you said, the team tournament isn't a competitive tournament. Yeah, it feels like in your gut, you're like, oh, this should be wacky fun. It is not. It is the most brutal, ball-breaking, overly competitive tournament you will play in War Machine.
Which is fun to do. Which is fun to do like once you're that level. Because when you start adding, it's almost a shame. I almost wish two casters was more common. But then you play two casters, like, well, that's not something I want to do again for a while. But it's fun limited.
They did on Sunday do the two-caster 50-point game. The double threat, I think they called it. And I kind of like that. Well, obviously, I have the two caster 75 point list that I love so much, but I do like that format to some extent.
I would love to try out my Mountain King list with two casters.
Yeah.
With Glacier Kings now.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah.
The people in our chat room should shut up.
Yeah, they're overly talkative. We're ignoring everything they're saying.
I think my only Adepticon experience was I did pick up the Scar bust. So
somebody got that for that.
No, I ended up ordering it just from their website and circumventing my local game store.
The Sepulcher showed up on Saturday, and it occurred to me yesterday night after I get home that I should have double-checked if the battle boards came in as well.
They did not. Because
they were both going to be there. Okay, only the Sepulcher showed up late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they said they announced it during the team tournament that it was there.
They did, and then Tom Gwan ran out of the room and bought four of them.
Well, he bought one in three other ways he acquired them.
Yes.
Because they were a limit one per person.
Sure.
Yes.
But he did end up with four.
He had enough balls to walk up to the privateer booth, holding his one in his hand, and then handing me money to buy the other one.
Yeah, well, you know,
right in front of privateer staff.
Well, like, it worked. It did.
It did. I probably should have said no, but
they know people are going to do that.
Yeah,
Tom can get away with whatever he wants. He's Tom Gwan. He's a special case.
I'm sure they hope to leave with none of them.
Yeah, like, so. Correct. And he'd probably take him more so back to Australia, which is a bitch to get.
He's not selling them for profit. He's going to give them the people he knows, and it's not like he's going to go online.
You live in Australia now?
He lives in Australia.
I thought he was just visiting there.
Well, he's there for like a year.
Oh, okay.
It does, however, blow if you're the one that is the next one in line when they sell out.
Yeah,
that's that. They probably will not be so understanding.
Well, that's fair, but they should have been there sooner.
Fair.
My Adepticon involved playing multiple games of Star Wars Rebellion as well. It was a pretty good Adepticon.
I John Damaris had a copy of it at his booth, and I was chit-chatting with him, and I'm like, oh, can I see that four? And then as he handed it to me, I changed the four a little while, which is what he assumed I was going to say, to forever, and I grabbed it, and I started to walk away. And he's like, Nathan, I love you enough. If you needed that, you could have it. And I almost called that bluff.
That game is so good. I mean, if you love two-player games, take 4 hours to play, and you love Star Wars theme.
Those are unironically like my favorite kind of
game. I know. Some people are like, that's amazing. Some people will run in fear from that. Some people are like, that's great.
Yeah. Like, give me War of the Ring. Give me Twilight Struggle.
So thematic. It's awesome. I'm going to sneak in. That's also my recommendation for later, but it's so good.
What?
Hopefully I'm going to play it again this week. I'll play it with Nate. You keep getting mad at me for playing with other people.
Justin Lang keeps emailing me that he wants to play with me as well.
He messaged me about
playing. He messaged you as well.
He played it three times over the weekend.
Yeah, he emailed me yesterday. He's like, I know Brian's played it a few times. I'm like, you two are talking to each other behind my back.
Everyone's playing. You pick a time. You play with them for me. I don't know. We're going to fight for Nathan time. But yeah, no, you have to come play it. Anyone who has 4 hours free, I'll play Star Wars. I keep playing the Empire and I keep losing.
We should do a recording of that.
We should.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Damn it.
That's what we're doing.
I kept arguing with Keith and other people because I think Star Destroyers are... Now, at first, I was just trying to defend the little dog, but now I'm just whole hog in and saying that Star Destroyers look stupid and that Mon Calamari Battlecruisers and the Nebulan B frigates are much sexier vehicles.
They might be more sexier, but you know what? They can dance and do other sexy and then they will burn to death.
Yeah, but they look unfinished.
Keith said that the Mon Calamari Battlecruisers look like lumpy poo.
That's what they do. They look like somebody just took poo, slammed it onto something, and then wait till it froze, and then just pulled it off, and that's the ship.
I lost one of my games because I couldn't kill one of those fucking things.
Yeah.
I rolled it. I mean, mathematically, it should not have survived, but it survived, and it just fucked me for the entire game because it just completely threw my entire rhythm off.
Whenever something mathematically should die and doesn't die, it will always fuck you.
Yeah. I was playing against Jeremy, and at that point, we're like halfway in the game, and I knew I was fucked, but he was his first game, so I was just having fun, and I didn't tell him that, but at that moment, I knew the game was over. I was like, well, there went the game, but we'll just, you know, he doesn't know that's his first game, so we're just playing for fun.
Lost to Jeremy.
I know, it's pretty bad. I did blow up Naboo. At least I did Death Star the Naboo, so I felt like it was, you know, only a quasi-lose because all the Gungans died too.
And when the Gungans lose, we win.
Yeah. Good times. Anyway, you see any other thoughts? I have
Zappity Grumbles.
Zappity Grumbles.
Yeah. We have like about... 30 minutes left.
Cool.
So the first one here is favorite thing you did or saw at Adepticon. We kind of just went over that.
Yeah, I just went over that.
What was just said?
Well, that's from Travis. So I figured.
Missed Travis the most.
I got to play the newest Time Stories. Travis brought it down and we played it. And not a spoiler, but just a heads up for anybody listening who plays Time Stories and is looking forward to playing this next one. It is significantly longer than Asylum and the Marcy Case.
Which is kind of cool. I mean, when you can only play it once, that's not a negative statement either. It's like, it's good to know that. I wish I played more games with Travis. Like war games. I'm just like the first time you guys did Time Stories was at War Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
And we had the scheduled game with something else, but you had switched it out because you had someone else take your spot, but you kind of got in that group with everyone. So I kind of got, it just happened to be that you guys kind of continue with that group.
Yeah.
And I got stuck playing Forbidden Stars with noobs.
I don't know. Because none of you guys have played Time Stories at all, right?
No.
I've been peeking to see if I could scoop like a used copy because people like Plummer who hated it. You know, I mean, it seems like the kind of game that even if you like it, since it's one and done, I thought it would be more common on eBay than it is.
I think he had said that he might be willing to play it again with a different group. Because I think his group...
Did you read my Facebook post what his review of Time Stories was?
Yes. No, I talked to him. I actually mentioned it to him on... I mentioned it to him, I think it was on Saturday or Sunday or something like that. And I was like, hey, you should come over. We could play some Time Stories together. He's like... If I was playing with a different group, it might have been better. Yeah. I'm like, well, you've already played it. And he's like, I don't remember anything about that fucking day.
But I've been thinking about grabbing a copy and, you know, I could run through it again as a non-decision-making pencil pusher, you know, and just do what you guys told me to so we could experience it.
I can't do bookkeeping, though.
You don't have to do bookkeeping.
But it's got bookkeeping, and I can't do it.
You occasionally have to deal 6 cards out. That's the bookkeeping.
I'm out!
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't do this.
All right. Zappity.
Zappity, Grumble. What's better, playing board games with an odd number of players or an even number of players?
Depends on the game.
Depends on the game.
Exactly. I like to play 5 tribes with 5 people.
Yeah. War of the Ring, you want even.
I do like to play 4 Connect best, 4 with 2 people. Connect 4 with 2 people.
I like playing Solitaire with 4 players.
Connect 4 with 3 people might be legit.
Yeah,
I like Mage Knight with 3.
Connect 4 with...
You need another color.
But nothing would ever get done. You'd have to like Connect 3.
You'd have like alliances.
How many pieces are there total? That's how many players you play with.
Yeah.
You need a battle for...
It'd be like Connect 4 gangbang.
There's a variant of diplomacy where... Because there's 35 supply centers in the game. There's a 35-player variant. Where you literally, everybody starts with 1 supply center, go, go, go. It is not good, but it's interesting.
All right. Has Nathan or anyone who cares looked at the rules for the Dune Dice game?
No. It's been on the hotness on Board Game Geek for a while. I've been so entrenched in Rebellion threads and Shadows of Brimstone threads that I haven't clicked on the Doom Dice game yet, but it's been kind of, it's like one of those things I'm going to click on soon, but it's...
I'm going to dangerously look at it while driving home after this. Yeah, because I won't be able to wait another minute. I did not know about that.
Yeah, no, it's... I'm not even sure who's making it, but it's been on the hot list for
doing weeks. This is me driving home.
It's not good.
My steering wheel is really far at away. Least
you just have a very low seat.
Cadillac. Honestly, yeah. I usually drive with my knees while doing this.
What?
You don't drive with your knee?
No.
You just kind of prop up on a... You put on cruise control and you get on a tiptoe so your knee's high enough to get the bottom of the steering
when I
wheel.
Followed
and then you tweet.
From that one guy's house the one time, that explains a lot, though.
Jesus.
I'm an excellent driver.
No one. I've never seen anyone drive that well on a sidewalk before.
Those kids dodged. Yeah. They were fine.
So was there any new games that you liked at Adepticon, or did you... or that we didn't go over? I didn't actually see any.
I played a new board game that my buddy brought called Deception. It's like Mysterium meets... kind of meets Werewolf, because in Mysterium, the person who's giving the clues is just like, you know, there's a murder and they're trying to get, you sure. know, do the clues. In Deception, one of the players is the murderer. And so you do the standard, close your eyes, open your eyes, close your eyes, open your eyes, because there's a murderer and then there's an accomplice who's trying to muddy the waters so the murderer doesn't get caught. And then there's also the witness who knows who the murderer and the accomplice are, but not which is which. And then each player has in front of them a tableau of like four weapons and four pieces of evidence. And the murderer to the person who's running the game points out like, okay, I used the electrical baton and the evidence is a footprint. And so then the person running the game has to Mysterium style with vague clues try to get the inspectors to guess that killer using that weapon with that piece of evidence.
With that clue, sure.
And the killer obviously trying to say, oh, man, electricity. I think it was the exposed wire that Andy's got over there was probably the weapon, you know, not my electrical baton. And the accomplice is going to also try to muddy the waters, and the witness is going to try to steal people the right way. But then they have the mechanic where, like, if you catch the killer and then they can guess who the witness is, then the killer wins because they kill the witness before they go to trial or whatever.
Sure.
So it's kind of neat. It had the hidden...
So the killer doesn't know who the witness is?
The killer and the accomplice do not know who the witness is, so the witness has to be good at the game and kind of guess pretty well, hey guys, I think the logic is this, but if they're like, I know it's that, then they're just gonna get fucking ganked.
The weird thing is, it's only a 3-player game.
No, so that was, if you like Mysterium and if you like werewolf style games with hidden traitors and whatnot, it was actually fun.
It's weird because I would play Ultimate Werewolf or Mysterium for completely different reasons. To mash them together is intriguing because I
liked it. The flaw I saw with it, so in our group, the witness was fingered every single time.
Sure.
But I think that's just because the players were so new that we were all incompetent, bumbling morons. So the witness had to be like, guys, seriously, it's fucking that. And so that made him too obvious.
It's like the first time that we played the Two Rooms in a Boom.
Yeah.
Where we ended up with the president and like the captain in the just bomb stuck. In the same room.
And just stuck there forever. But yeah, no, so I'm tempted to buy it, because I think if I played it with a group like a dozen or more times and everybody got good at the game, it could be really well balanced.
It does sound fun. I'm not a werewolf person. I don't really enjoy those style of games, but Mysterium's neat, and this one sounds like it's far enough away from werewolf.
Well, werewolf has no point. At least ultimate werewolf has a point, and this game has a point.
This is more like Mysterium with one person that wants the group to fail.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing about it. So it's Mysterium with a hidden traitor, less than it is werewolf.
Mm-hmm. So a drunk Katie.
Yes, it's Mysterium with drunk Katie. So I played that and I liked it.
Cool.
And Andy got a free Guild Ball starter set, so we lost another one.
No, hold on.
I still have...
Everyone is jumping the fucking gun.
We'll have to go burn a ship outside or something.
We will burn all the Guild Ball stuff together.
Everyone is jumping the gun. I got a free Guild Ball starter set. That's it.
Tell us how terrible War Machine is.
That's it.
Tell me how dumb I am for playing War Machine.
Interesting fact that I've heard from a few pundits from Steamforge.
Yeah, they cracked down on that, right?
They cracked down on that good. And from a couple of them, Ben had mentioned, and I don't know who else it was. Somebody else had come by specifically to talk to me about it. But yeah, our podcast kind of kind of brought that up. Well, we brought that up in general, but that's a good thing to
Ben was saying they weren't even allowed to mention War Machine like in their hall. Like they were supposed to just spin the benefits of the game on its own, which was what we always said is what they should have been doing. So
everyone should do that. If you're promoting a game, spin it on the benefits of your own, because there's no real reason to compare it to your game to any other game unless the mechanics are similar. Don't compare them as in this is better than the other one.
Yeah, you're not putting a value judgment on the game. Mechanical judgment's fine, but
and not even a judgment, because you can say the same thing. Like what I did, and I don't do it this way because I'm a terrible hypocrite. But when I compare like a beer I like to a beer I hate, it's better to say I really like the maltiness of this beer as opposed to the beer you're drinking tastes like shit because it's too hoppy. You know, even though I'm saying the same thing, the positive one feels better for everyone involved, even the person I disagree with.
Correct.
So for other new games, did anyone try that new Marvel superhero game that I know the music guys are big into?
No, I saw Colin salivating over his Rocket Raccoon.
I didn't realize they were like cool. The metal figures look pretty cool.
They look
cool.
Really fucking cool.
The models look really awesome. Like they're legit. Like I wouldn't mind getting a hold of one
what
to
paint company
it,
made the game?
Can't tell you right off the top of my head.
We can check it.
Yeah, I'm into.
Is it made by the same people who did the Batman Gotham?
I think it is. Whatever? I think it is actually. Okay.
I think I want to say Cool Mini or not had something to do with that, but I know I'm going to get burned for it.
I know it's some company overseas.
It looked neat. Again, I lack the time to play anything new, but a superhero minigame is kind of a more interesting gimmick to me than just a rip off.
They have such a limited scope of models.
What are the size of those things?
Well, the first run.
I'm just trolling there.
But yeah,
they're about, I want to say they're heroic, at least probably 35 mil or
so. And I'm waiting for a company to make a skirmish size game, like super low skirmish with
millimeter.
Just a little bit bigger scale.
Like G.I. Joe size?
And not something in
not
between,
the
like
G.I.
like
Joe's,
the old
the little
Inquisitor
G.I.
models. For
yeah, like
40K.
The 52
millimeter?
Yeah, I know, yeah, I think it's about 52.
I'd like to see a game in that scale.
All right.
Zappity. Grumble. So Shadows Over Brimstone is still a thing.
That's true.
It's an amazing game. If you liked Warhammer Quest, if you like Dungeon Crawl games, it's really
There's
good.
A thread of you, someone asked about what a game to play, and I posted a bunch of the pictures because all the new Wave 1.5 stuff came out. We'll be replaying it again this week.
When you set up a game, I wouldn't mind trying it. I've never got a chance to play it.
You have to find a time. I got like two campaigns going, so we have to find some random day to play. But
I could start up a campaign too.
Oh, but my speedy Mexican. I was going to rob the bank
every night. You lack so much. That's
I do lack a lot of the stuff. It's going to be so painful when I have to actually purchase it all. Oh my god!
And sorting it all, and then
more pointless overlap. You guys both are going to own everything for Brimstone. We're both going to own everything for Conan.
I'm still unhappy about this.
You got the update today?
Yeah.
It'll ship out, I'll get it in Christmas.
Oh, really? So it's been over about a year and a half?
Yeah.
It's coming, though.
It's not but Kingdom it's Death yet, though.
It's going to ship out in October, they said, so I'll get it around Christmas time. Yeah. But the other Conan game I kickstarted, I should have in a month.
Yep.
Sure. Me too. So Zappity, Grumble.
Grumble.
Did Travis and Will ever take their relationship to the next level?
There's no more levels left for them, I don't think.
No, I think it's pretty much done.
They're going to merge sort of into a thing.
Yeah. Fusion.
I'm going to bring up a Star Trek reference. It's going to be like Ilea or whatever his name was as V'ger.
Sure.
He's going to
become one with like, Deckard. Go Tanks.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to come up with fun names, but.
Traverford. Hungamarg.
Hungamarg.
Hungavis.
All right, Zappity. Grumble. Legionnaires, that's not even in a good game. I don't think that's a Zappity Grumble of all thirds.
All right.
Well, not mumbled that way. It isn't.
Is the chat drunk?
Yeah, did he type it that mumbly?
Somebody is overdosing.
I was kind of paraphrasing
heroin.
As I was reading. So was...
I don't think you know what paraphrasing means.
Delano Roosevelt. If paraphrased.
Hey, it sounds like fine. It'd be a great courtroom stenographer. You read back that to me?
I almost had to punch my roommate. So we're playing Rebellion. He walks into the room. He has no idea. He doesn't know if it's Star Trek or Star Wars. He honestly doesn't have it. He doesn't know anything. What's science fiction movie. See, he's like, is that Star Wars or Star Trek? And me and James just kind of stop and look at him for a minute.
There's a Death Star right there. Yeah. There's Star Destroyers right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just the moment of the weekend that I just like stopped and I'm like, I might have to move out.
Never. Well, fuck your roommate anyway, because I'm sure he still hasn't watched Chocolate. Every time I talk to people about kung fu movies, they say that's one of the best martial arts movies ever. And he does nothing but watch martial arts movies.
The French film? Exercising.
I did buy him Chocolat.
Chocolat.
or the remake with Richard
Gere. Not like Water for Chocolate, not Chocolat. Chocolate. With an autistic girl murdering the shit out of stuntmen.
That sounds a lot like Chocolat.
Yeah.
They dance a lot.
Zappity.
Rumble.
All right. We did have something on Facebook, and I just closed everything. Somebody vamp.
Suck to be those guys. I recommend Star Wars Rebellion. It's a great game.
Pick a goddamn day to play this week.
That's the other announcement, too, is I have the five games. We have to record commentary for five games.
Yeah.
Yep. That's going to be fun.
When's your next day off of work?
Everyone on here... I'm looking at the thread for this. Everyone has said commentary. There's not anybody that said put them up as raw.
Oh, no. Of course you want commentary.
Exactly. Every time I've listened to anybody who's any stream or battle, I guess, a streamed game, and I hear everything going on in the game store, I want to just rip their heads off.
No, like, we want it mute with commentary.
I'd rather them play show tunes in the background instead of listen to some Yu-Gi-Oh kid flip out because he didn't get his meds at the right time.
Trevor had a really good thing for his streams that he's doing, and I'm probably going to think about doing that myself. He's got two. He actually mics up the two players.
Yeah. I've seen that done before too. So. It's interesting. The only thing that sucks is you can't speed it.
Oh,
with that's them being true. Mic'd?
Well, you, well, you could. Well,
I guess if you want to separate, yeah.
No. Chipmunk players. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where that is now.
Other random thought. I like Benedict Cumber Nickel.
Bandicoot Cabbage Patch.
You know, because he's Doctor Strange. Yeah. The picture, they did the thing with all publicity, but them in the comic book store was kind of amusing over the weekend. Dressed as the characters in the comic book store, you know, getting the comics.
What? Yeah, there's a picture of Bumble Nuts Cumberbatch.
Sticklebunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, dressed as Doctor Strange. I'm in a comic book store buying comics of Doctor Strange. It's just kind of amusing pictures.
It's
all. I'm going to see if I can find that out. All right, there is one comment. Oh, fuck, I accidentally clicked on it. Oh, we're my God, really? I clicked on the goddamn one. You guys are all
ramping well. I recommend Dinosaur Comics. I did it before, I'm sure, but I'm doing it again because we were talking about an Adepticon. QWANTZ.com. That spells Dinosaur Comics. They're funny and smart, and you should read them. The end.
Star Wars Rebellion. Good game or a great game?
It's a great game.
All right, that's the last of us.
Do you like War of the Ring? Do you like Star Wars? Play Star Wars Rebellion.
Hey, I like Star Wars.
Good.
We should hang out.
It has a four-player option, probably ignore it.
Yes, I'm sure it's just like War of the Rings four-player option, where you just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I think my recommendation is going to be Steven Universe.
What?
And it's a cartoon.
That's a kid's show, and there's actually gay people on it.
That cartoon is deep.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Yep.
I think Andy would like it a lot. But if you like the Bravest Warriors or Adventure Time stuff, this has that feel to it, and it gets like really heavy, really fast.
Does it come out as much as Bravest Warriors does?
There are 52 11 minute episodes.
Okay, I might give that a shot because
yeah, I've heard it's really good.
Fucking Bravest Warriors, I love them, but you know, two seasons.
This one is. It seems like they do they're the part of the cartoon
sure.
thing. So there's one every week, and season one is out. I don't know if season two is around or coming around ever, but that it's a legit series. I started watching it when Amanda fell asleep, and I couldn't stop. I was like, okay, you need to go back and rewatch the last 55 minutes.
I've heard it's good, and I trust that it's good because the people who poo-poo it, they only poo-poo it based on unrelated things, specifically that the driving, like the show creator, like a decade ago, drew gay porn of the characters from Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Yeah, whatever.
That's their objection. Well, no, I that was my response too. I'm like, oh, that's your, like, you can't even say something bad about the show. You just have to say this person made a goofy doodle.
I don't like Tom Cruise movies because Tom Cruise is crazy. I'm like, those are too irrelevant. Those are
Tom Cruise is insane and his movies are fucking great.
Yeah, I think there's in this series, there's even one that got so, it got so interesting, I guess, like real, that it got, like, Cartoon Network wouldn't show it.
Well, I know that they had a lot of struggles because, like I said jokingly at the beginning about it, is like there's openly gay / trans characters in it.
That's where it comes from.
And so it's really like pushing that envelope.
Well, and it's only openly, once you watch the episode, you'll understand they're openly trans because they physically have to be trans to make it happen.
Sure.
It's very unique stuff.
Good times. Great oldies.
WOLX.
My recommendation is I really, really enjoyed the last second half of The Walking Dead, of this most current season, which is basically pretty much the introduction of comic book villain, Negan.
Negan.
Yeah. Negan, good guy.
Two things. One, the guy who asked a question, is Rebellion like Twilight Struggle Imperium? Not at all. And to Andy's point, yes, Negan was cool. But the ending was annoying. They did a gimmick, like they kill someone, but they don't let you see who it is. You have to wait the next season to see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was no... Like, I get that in a show where you're trying to build suspense, but it's already the number one show for people. Like, it already has... Like,
exactly, all,
it's,
yeah.
It's already established itself as this amazing thing.
Just show the dead character and let us talk about it.
It's like, it could be one of, like, 10 people. And it's like, if there's like 9 main characters and like 1 non-main character there. So if it's like the guys who only one person there I can't name. So if it's him and they made you wait a whole thing, then it's super lame on top of that.
Yes.
I'm very excited to see what they do with Negan because he was amazing.
Yeah. They kind of talked about it. Negan is Jeffrey Dean Morgan. If you didn't see like all the posts about him, and he's fucking amazing. Also, if they ever make a Kraven's Last Hunt movie, he should be Kraven.
Yeah.
But anyway, they kind of talked about all that during the Talking Dead afterwards, and they kind of mentioned that the reason why they did it like this is because they wanted to have, like, in a sense, like a closed chapter and a whole new chapter opening up. So they're going to have more reasoning behind that coming up in the new season.
It'll also be hard because obviously when the casting starts and the previous people are, I mean, they're going to be,
who's dead.
I think you're going to know beforehand. So you're going to lose a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody knows. My money's on Glenn. That's my theory. You know, it's not two people.
Well, the other thing it could be too is, well, it could be the character that doesn't exist in the comics, which is Daryl.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just easily be him.
If they kill Daryl, they lose every female viewer they have.
They have Eugene now, so they're fine.
Eugene is amazing. Oh, my God. I hope it's not Eugene either. I mean, it's possible it could be him.
Yeah.
Because they made him lovable, and they kind of set him up to be like, here's all the stuff I've got before I pass die. You know?
Yeah, he definitely gave away. He knows how to build bullets, so he gave them the information. So obviously now it's written down, so his...
He's irrelevant. He's expendable.
Yep, but anyway, it's pretty good.
I've been really liking this last season. It was amazing.
The actor James, he's Negan's gonna be fun.
I only know a little bit. I know I think he kills a main character in the comic as well.
Yeah. Yes, I stopped reading before Negan showed up, but I know who he killed and how.
Tell me.
It's how. The how is the exact same way. Well, I mean, they change up so many things.
Sure. Yeah, but there's a spiked baseball bat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Lucille. Okay. Lucille. Okay.
Yes. The only thing I know about Negan is who he kills with Lucille. Yeah. So it's possible that the only thing I know about Walking Dead post.
But the thing is, everyone knows that, so that's why people think they're going to change it to somebody else. A lot of people don't think it'll be a woman because seeing a man beat a woman to death with a bat would probably be too much for TV. So everyone's kind of guessing it's going to be one of the guys just because if he just like.
Like
Maggie's pregnant and sick.
How did they show him for sure killing someone without showing the person? Did they show him swinging the bat and blood just raise up?
Yeah, okay. It's definitely a kill shot. It's not. Okay. There's no question that someone is dead.
Yeah, basically, you see him swing the bat once. You see the person like stand up, like from their point of view, and blood coming down, and then just
like, what a she took it like a champ, and then hits him again, hits him again. If any of them move, cut the other kids out and feed them to his dad. He has
fair enough.
Fun. Yeah, he was full on. He was full on massive awesome.
So they introduced the hero of the story, according to you.
Well, Negan's a little crazy.
Okay, he's not even. You won't even support him like Nicodemus.
No, no, Nicodemus is a much better character.
Who's that? He's
from
Dresden Files.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
It's time.
Yep, we should call it. Bye, thanks, everybody. Guys, for watching.
Thanks for listening.
See you next year.